Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to season 4 of the We Stomped You Out show. Half of the crew is here. Half the crew is not here. We'll get that figured out for next week. But I am Steve. As always, I got Timmy here to my left, your right. Timmy, what's going on, man?
The good half
is here. It's Giants time, baby.
The good half is here. That's all we need. Tell me about it. yes, I am super pumped. I've been waiting for this day since the draft. I'm very excited. Let's talk some Giants football.
Giants football. That's what we're here for. And you know, we make light of this, but it does weigh very heavily on our psyche that the Giants have not been good since we started this show. They have not been over 500 since we started this show. And Tim, you know as well as I do, and the rest of the gang knows that it's when we're recapping a week, offensive line, crappy play calling. But I feel like some of that's going to change this year, and we'll get into that. But as I share the show out, Timmy, would you do me the pleasure of running down some of the bigger moves that the Giants made in the offseason, what you thought about them, and do you think that they're really going to be impactful?
Cool. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm not going to go through all 69 of them. That's a lot of moves. We don't. The funniest one, though, is when you're going over their moves was CJ Board, released, resigned, designated free agency, resigned. And now he's on the starting opening day roster. So figure that one out. So, CJ, if you're a CJ Board guy, congratulations. So we'll start with the very first one. The big one was Leonard Williams resigned to a 3-year contract. You know how my feelings are on Leonard Williams, but he did win me over.
He won us over a little bit more. I remember very well how annoyed we were the day that it happened for what we gave up, and because nobody else wanted him. It was like, oh, the Giants are outbidding themselves.
Plus, we got that extra pick from the Bears, so it kind of cancels out what we gave up for him. So it's not too bad, but he has won me over. I hope he has, you know, a good year this year. We're going to need him. That's for damn sure. Because our two lines, not just the O-line, even the D-line is suspect this year, which we'll also get into. Our next big signing was Kenny Golladay, which was a huge signing for us. He was kind of like the last – people say, well, he was the last guy available after this one. I don't give a shit. He's a fantastic receiver.
All offseason, he was connected to the Giants. It wasn't like a, you know, bottom of the rung, let me grab this from the bottom of the heap, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good receiver.
Very good receiver. It doesn't matter. I don't care where you got him, first day or last day of free agency. He's a damn good receiver. We also picked up now this is the shocking one to me. This is the one I was very happy about. The Titans released Adoree Jackson, cornerback. Shocking release. It was one of those shocking, like, really? And we picked him up right away. And, again, we'll get through that too, but our secondary is considered one of the most improved in the league, and I absolutely love our secondary, like I said, which we'll get into. Kyle Rudolph, tight end, we signed him. People were wondering why. I mean, well, Evan Ingram is probably not going to play now. That's why. And I think Kyle Rudolph still has a couple good years left in him. I think Steely's going to be very dangerous inside the 10, inside the 15. I'm digging it. I'm digging this signing so far.
He's got the, you know, he's you know, Mr. Reliability, and that's what we need, some reliability. Danny Dimes needs some reliability, you know, in the pass catching, and to have him in a, you know, red zone offense, that type of a guy who's done it countless times and through the years, it's a good signing, good solid signing, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he had that foot injury, and that's what people were bitching about. He's good to go. He's ready to go. He'll be there opening day. And like you said, inside that 15-yard line is what we need. Ingram, I like you, man, but you're dropping the ball. You're dropping the ball, dropping the ball, dropping the ball. You can't be doing that shit now. We also signed John Ross, free agent from the Bengals. Another very fast guy. Very fast receiver. So they immediately got faster than the Giants did. I like the signing also. Defensive tackle, Danny Shelton from the Lions. We picked him up. Reggie Ragland from the Lions. We picked him up. We're picking the Lions.
They're like, they're done.
Let me skip ahead to all the good ones. And we signed our draft pick, Kadarius Toney. He was our first round pick. A lot of people didn't like that pick, but I thought it was brilliant since the three guys we wanted were already gone. Might as well make a deal, move down, and get someone else.
And it's so different from what we've ever done. You know, who was the last guy that was that size and that fast? Was it like Sonoris Moss or you know, one of those type of guys who, you know, in stature, he's a smaller guy. But we'll get to what was said about him today, which really, really intrigues me now.
Yeah, I was a little nervous with him getting hurt, but
yeah,
he's ready to go. I'm not going to go through our rookie signings, but I will say Azeez Ojulari. I'm very excited about him. He was also voted as one of the top fits for a team. Right. So I'm pumped up about him. Let's see, who else did we sign? Oh, Aaron Robinson, the cornerback. Again, our secondary.
We just picked up corners galore. We picked up.
I mean, and we're still picking up corners. Yes. A week ago, we're still picking up corners. It's insane. Let's see, who else did we pick up here? I have this list going. Gary Brightwell, but isn't he gone? Is he already gone? We still got him. He's our third string guy.
He's our third. Yep.
Yep. He's gone. And I'm going through this list quickly.
And Bert's saying, I'm riding with Barkley this year. Hopefully he has a big bounce back season.
Gil, I hope you do get a lot of points from Barkley this year because that means he's scoring touchdowns. Lots. So I'm happy with that.
Timmy, did I ever tell you, and we'll get into some fantasy stuff here as well. We have the football show that we're also going to be doing on a weekly basis where we'll dive a little bit further into fantasy. But Bert will remember this very, very fondly. I'm not sure if I ever told you, Timmy, but the first year that we ever played fantasy football together, I had Barkley. It was his rookie year. I was facing Bert week one, and he was just going crazy. Oh, look, you got Saquon. Look how high you took him. He ain't scoring no point because he didn't get anything done until the second half. And then he broke off for a 60-yard touchdown. And then it's like, you know, you try to get a hold of this person that was just texting you, and nobody's responding. I wonder why.
That's great. Hey, well, we're going to get into him, too. We're going to get into a lot of that because this is the year.
Carlos Marquez.
What the hell does that mean?
You don't speak English, though. Yeah, look, as long as you understand it, that's all good. And you look like you wrote it pretty well, too. So. You got the dot, dot, dots going. You're all good.
It's all good to go. Everyone's welcome here. Yeah, Rodarius Williams, another good pickup. Devontae Booker, we signed. Mike Lennon. Hopefully we never see Mike Lennon play.
I know.
Because if we do, we're in a lot of trouble if we see Mike Lennon play. Ryan Anderson, Zach Fulton, one of the rare linemen that we didn't sign. Jonathan Harrison, we signed. We didn't sign any major linemen. We got bits and pieces of a jigsaw puzzle of an offensive line going on.
Looney, it felt like, got, you know, they kind of like, I don't want to say bandaged things up, but they really, really focused on the wide receiving core. That when you look on, you know, Pro Football Talk, that the Giants are one of the most improved wide receiving cores also on that list. Along with like Baltimore, you know, teams that have not had the offense that they need to have over the last few years. You know, had they had it, you know, the weapons in Baltimore, they're always talking about wide receiving. And so for us to be able to do that, but then the problem still remains that you got to give the man some time. And I don't know how that gets done, especially in week one, but, you know, we'll talk more about that as we preview the Denver game later on.
If the guy can't get down the field to get open because his quarterback's getting smacked, it doesn't make a difference exactly. How fast he is.
Right.
That's why it doesn't make any sense. Cullen Gillespie, we signed off the Texans, which didn't make any sense to me because we have a pretty good fullback ourselves. These are all little guys here and there. And then the big ones at the end of the year, we traded B.J. Hill, who was fine. He wasn't really doing anything for us for an offensive line. I had the names here somewhere. I know I'm a little behind. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
This thing is moving very slowly, this slideshow.
Well, listen.
This is why I wanted just a straight list.
Get it together, people. Hey, Giants.com, give me a list.
Give me a list, not a slideshow. Who are they trading for? Where'd they go? Sorry,
Maybe he's saying he doesn't speak football English. clarifying. Second half, question mark, 60 yards, question mark. Don't know what you're talking about. So, well, listen, Carlos, if you want to continue watching the show, we'll teach you about football.
We can do that. That's easy.
Somebody who often gets, you know, kind of shut down from an announcer perspective, who I think educates very well, is Collinsworth.
He makes me laugh.
He really does. He does, and then he'll you know, if you never heard of a corner blitz, he'll break it down, and after that, you'll know what a corner blitz is. He has these teachable moments where, you know, Madden was boom.
Another weird one was we just traded cornerbacks. We sent Keon Crossan to the Houston Texans. That's how you say his name. I hope so. And then we got back.
We'll pronounce how we want.
Yeah. It's like we got one for another. It's like, hey, let's just trade cornerbacks. Why? Okay. But you know what? I'll take it. I'll gladly take it. And like you said, I don't have the names here, and I'm not going to go digging because it's a little weird. But we had added two more linemen in the last 2 weeks of camp because that line that they were so confident in, I don't think they're that confident. And that's not a good sign.
I think the nerves are just starting to go as you're getting closer. You know how like when you have a plan in place and you're like, I got this. And then it's like crunch time. You're like, oh, crap, maybe we don't have it. Let's bring in reinforcements. And speaking of bringing in reinforcements, let's bring in a Mr. Rodriguez wearing just a lovely jersey. I really like it. Mr. Rodriguez, what's going on, my friend?
What's up?
What's up, buddies? What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Man. Come on, man. Episode one. Let's go.
Episode one. We're here, baby.
Dude, we are here for episode one of a new
season four. Of
the G-Man. I don't know. Season four?
Season four. What can you believe that?
I can't believe anything.
What'd you say today? What'd you say today, Steve? If we go 1-0, this will be the first time we're over 500 during this show.
Since we did the show, the Giants have never been above 500.
Yeah. That's brutal. That's how bad our seasons have been for quite a bit. Yeah. Good luck. But hopefully this ex-Patriot coach can put us in the right spot. And hopefully Belichick gave us something finally after all these years of trying to screw us.
So we're kind of going through the off-season acquisitions and whatnot. So we've kind of gone through that. You know, talked about, you know, we're one of the most improved wide receiving corps and here and there, but still the needs to be addressed that you can bring in whatever wide receivers you want. But as Timmy was just saying, if the guys can't get downfield, if Danny Dimes doesn't have the time to throw, it's useless anyway.
So which has been the theme of this. We're back in the same thing. Yeah.
No. As long as, you know, Saquon is healthy, and you know, we did improve the receiving core, and hopefully these guys can, you know, give Danny Dimes an extra half a second to make the right decision. Would be nice. Seeing as though we have pointed to this season as the make or break for Danny Dimes. Rodriguez, what do you think
about it?
You think he's leaning the right direction?
Think about it like this. I think we are going in the right direction. Now, whether we can get there this year is going to be a different story. But, I mean, you had a guy with all the experience in the world, Eli, and the diminishing physical skills, but he still was good enough with a crappy offensive line to make some stuff happen. Now you're bringing in basically, he's a third-year guy now, right? Danny Dimes.
Year three.
So he's still a young player. He's still a young quarterback. Because, you know, in this league, they can mix and match so many defenses that can make a young quarterback go berserk. But you need a really good offensive line for a young quarterback. To me, everybody, we all know that, you know. Or we need an offensive line that can do gimmicks, that can do different types of things, like the team that we're playing this week. I mean,
yes,
they've had the best offensive line in for the last 10 years where any schmuck can come in and get 1,000 yards and run all over the place. And next thing you know, he's getting awards. And then 3 years later, he's out of the league. So it's not the player, it's the scheme. I'm hoping that we can finally get a good scheme going, you know. I'm not that hopeful yet. I'd like to see them play some real games, not practice games, maybe 2 or 3 games down the line. I think we can probably make a better decision on how good our offensive line is. But I caught the last bit of Timmy, and And if Timmy is not happy, I don't know how anybody else on this team can be happy. So we need to make Timmy happy and get some good offensive linemen. That's the way I look at it. But we have some talent. We just have to get the schemes going. I'm a big scheme guy, man. So
no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You need
the offensive line maybe to move. Have them hold the whole. If Danny Dimes is going to the right, have the whole line move to the right. He's going to the left, have the whole line move to the left. That's the kind of stuff you're going to have to do.
As long as they're not going to just drive me crazy with, you know, offsides.
That's a whole another story.
Yes. Well, they've had
the season to do that, right? Preseason to work that stuff out. That's what preseason is all about.
Yep. And in this this first 17-game season, what we're going to talk about injuries is even more important. You know, longevity over the long haul of the season. Can you stay healthy? Evan Ingram, I'm talking to you. these are some of the injuries and potentials for, this opening game. And one of the big things here is Kadarius Toney. They're talking about him having a significant role. So he went from this guy who some fans were like, oh, really, we got this guy? This is what we're going with? To injured, to now the thought is that he could really play a significant role in the difference. God forbid the Giants pull out a trick play every now and then, putting him in motion in the backfield, toss to the left, maybe you keep it, give it to Barkley. There's a lot of options with a guy like Toney, and it seems though he's looking pretty good to go come Sunday. Andrew Thomas is on the injured list. He was on the list for today. Didn't practice fully. Saquon was limited also, but that's more of maintenance and upkeep. Evan Ingram did not practice. So Galladay did limited action. Josh Jackson. Kyle Rudolph, Caden Smith. So you might have to rely on a couple of two tight end sets here coming in. Just block, guys. So we know. So you get the three tight ends, right? With Ingram and Smith and Rudolph. Timmy, we're in this conundrum where you want to put out the most offense, but even when Ingram's healthy, he's not the best blocker out there. So do you need to maybe mix and match a two tight end set and get Caden Smith out there, run a block for this guy, and really start freeing people up? But importantly, block.
Absolutely. And the fact that all three of our tight ends are on that list today really hurt. Really makes my brain hurt.
I saw you like.
we're not going to go to any tight end set. We're going to be going five wide receiver set for the entire game. We got no tight ends to fucking block. It hurts my brain already. It's not even week one. I'm hurting my brain. And Andrew Thomas, too. He's another one. Yeah, he's hurting my brain.
He's got an ankle situation.
I mean, that's what we deal with every year. We deal with, hey, you got a great tight end, but the guy can't block. And then Ingram's like, well, I can't really block, but I'm good for catching. Yeah, guess what? You can't catch either.
He's dropping the ball.
And we've been giving him so many chances over the past. We've been doing this show. No. We're going to wait. You know what, dude? This is it. This is your year, too. You don't come through this year. See ya. Goodbye. Because there's only so much we can take. I mean, because he's not dropping hard passes. He's dropping wide open floater easy passes for touchdowns. How many did he drop last year for a first down or for a touchdown? It's ridiculous. As far as the blocking goes, I hope Rudolph and Caden Smith are playing, because that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt big time not having two tight ends. I don't know who they're going to be pulling. They got to pull out the fullbacks.
Especially against Denver.
Yeah, Gillespie and Penny, you're going to have to play tight ends to block.
All right, remember the H-back we used to have?
Yeah.
We called it an H-back, and what happened? Help
Well,
help the back.
No, yeah, but the line is screaming, help!
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You got to help us, please.
Help us, H-back.
Every, you know, the block. The quarterback is asking for help. The offensive line's asking for help. And the running back, tight ends are asking for help. And, you know, we were kind of reminded, I don't remember what show I was watching. They all kind of blend together. But that Evan Engram, Kyle Pitts is what Evan Engram was thought to be. You know, that speedy, pass-catching tight end. And again, Ingram's still relatively young. He can still turn around, but you got to just catch the ball. Put glue. Get those. Come on, these gloves nowadays.
It's got to be on the field, bro. He's got to be on the field. He can't be a tight end and be soft. Go become a wide receiver. Get that tight end moniker off you, man. Go become a wide receiver. Have a big boy that likes to run and knock people down. Be a tight end. We don't need a pass catching tight end. We could have a big receiver, a slot. Let him become a slot receiver, a guy in the middle that takes a shot and gets hit. Then he's out for seven games. We'll take him anyway.
I'm having flashes of Gillespie and Penny lining up on a tight end receiver. You know, oh my God, it's going to hurt my brain so much. I better not see two fullbacks out there at the tight end position.
You will.
We might. Well,
if they can block, yeah. Out there.
We're going to run the college eye with his 15 fullbacks and one running back all the way in the back. You're never going to know who the hell
we're going to formation. Live off the I formation. That's right? Pretty much basically it.
Yeah. So you know that's kind of what we're dealing with who we got in the off season, what we're looking forward to going into week one as far as injuries are concerned. And so here we're at the point that we've done every year since we've done the show is we'll go through the Giants schedule and we'll see what we're each predicting as far as win total. By you know, we actually go through the actual schedule. We won't have Keith here for this, so we'll
torture first.
All right. So week one, we already know we're at home against Denver.
That's a win.
We got a win there, guys. Win.
I got a win.
For sure. Come on.
Denver. Week two, we head to Washington to play against a team that is really not sure what they want to be called, the Washington football team. So it's two really good defenses right out of the gate, and what better way to just pounce on Danny Dimes in the media and, you know, nationally and whatnot than the first two games in his make or break year against the Broncos and Washington, you know, Chase Young.
Why is it a make or break year? You think he's out of New York if he doesn't do well this year?
I think the Giants start thinking of going an alternate route.
That's a New York Jets move, and I'm sorry, okay?
They did that. They did it right.
That's the truth. They've done it. They do it every year. Every year they're thinking about getting a new quarterback or something. That's the New York Jets.
Yeah, but it's not like they're going to give up on him if he doesn't. Like I said, if it's the Lions' fault, that's not his fault. As long as he progresses, it doesn't matter. I mean, of course it matters what our record is and what we do. But we have to see progression in him. If we don't see progression in him, that's when the wheels are going to start turning, saying, okay, we might have to go somewhere else.
Able to get away with making sense in some other state of the union, but this is New York. There's no way in hell that this guy is not going to get torched if he doesn't have a good year, even if it's not his fault.
Yeah.
Because we've been around New York fans and they just don't care.
Everything was Eli's fault.
Okay. So everything was Eli's fault. It's gonna turn to be everything Danny Dimes' fault. You know, and it's a shame.
The last game against the Patriots. He threw one interception. That's all they talked about. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a bad interception. But the guy did go, what did he go? 14 for 17? Two touchdowns.
Outside of that, yeah. And the touchdown was great.
And he had one interception. That's all anyone ever talked about.
That's the only highlight you see.
Damn interception.
It's like, come on, dude. Point.
Yeah.
That's it. No. And it's national. I used to be able to hear, he's not doing well, but. Now I don't hear any buts anymore. It's just like, look at this pathetic throw, but you're not going to show that really nice throw that he threw for the touchdown. Right before or right after. You got to show them both.
The G-men are like the Yankees in a way in New York. where they're not expected to have bad seasons. They're not expected right. to have players struggle or people get injured and stuff. They're expected to always win no matter what, be at the top no matter what. And I get that. You know, that's a lot of pressure on them. But, you know, people have to realize that players get hurt. People screw up blocking. People don't tackle when they should. You know, all those things happen to every team no matter what state you're playing.
Yeah. Maybe they should do a thumbs down to the fans. Then, you know, then turn around and they can win like 9 out of 10 or something like that.
If that works, they all have to come out tomorrow on the first game like this, going like yes. this to every fan that's out there. Just, if it's going to work, man, I don't care how you do it. Just make it
happen. Imagine Danny Dimes going out there, or, you know, he's like the Eli mold.
Yeah, you know, you get. I'm at the point where I'm not even gonna. I don't say nothing. Oh, he sucks. All right. I think I go okay. Same thing with Eli. Oh yeah, you know he sucks. I know he sucks. Yes, he sucks.
What are you gonna do? I mean,
the Hall of Famer sucks.
He threw for 4,000 yards. He won 2 Super Bowls. The guy sucks. He just sucks. Let him
just
go.
The worst.
You know, yeah, it's horrible.
Leader on and off the field. He's not a stand up guy or anything.
Never caused any trouble. I mean, why would you want him?
He quietly sat for Geno Smith.
Yep,
that's what you true. Need to know about the guy. He needs
a statue outside MetLife just for that.
Yes,
Patience Award, the patient
Geno
statue.
Smith. Well, we're going to see what Geno Smith is made of. She just saw it in the same stadium for how many years? What are you talking about?
we know his jaw ain't made of anything. That's for damn sure.
Right? Yes. All right. So what do you guys think about Washington? What I usually do is if it's on the road, I give them a loss in the division. Yeah. If it's at home, I give them the win. It's an exact science, guys. This is the prediction. This is the way you predict stuff.
I've done the same thing since I was 15 years old.
Maybe we were taught that, but way back in the day, it's just we hold on to it. Rodriguez, what do you think about that one?
It's a loss. I'm thinking loss.
Yeah, I'll take the L also in Washington.
All right, and then week 3, we're at home against a team that everybody wants to anoint is going to the playoffs today. I've seen everybody picking this team to go to the playoffs, and I don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's the Atlanta Falcons. So they lose Julio Jones, they bring in Pitts, and everything else is basically the same as far as I know. But It's at home. I feel that the Giants can beat this team. Unless Kyle Pitts just goes off because you know the deal with us and tight ends.
Oh, he's gonna score at least 4 touchdowns in that game. at least. we still don't know how to cover a tight end. I don't know what that deal is.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, I got a victory here.
Wow.
Rodriguez, what do you think?
A victory.
It's tough. I
tend to lean. Here's the thing with Atlanta. They're a letdown team. They always let me down. When I think that they got everything going on, they're playing well. Next thing you know, they get blown out for the next 3 or 4 games. I think the Giants will beat them. I think the Giants will beat them. I'm going to go win. I don't feel it 100% in my heart. But I'm gonna go win.
That gets us to 2-1. If that's jeez, and then it's really playoffs. Sprint the playoff tickets. Do it now.
Here we go.
Timmy, what do you think?
I will be at that game.
Oh,
it is Eli Manning Day.
Oh yeah, Eli Manning Day. Yep.
And I am going with a win. We're not going to lose on Eli Manning Day.
They have to win.
Wow, we're doing emotion. We're going with emotion on this one. All right.
And I'm there, and I don't think last time I seen a Giants win in person, I can't remember. So I they have to win because I'm gonna kill somebody if not. So I am going with a win. I think our new secondary is going to. They're not going to worry about a linebacker covering Pitts. They're right. going to worry about McKinney. They're going to worry about Julia Love. They're going to worry about one of those guys putting him on Pitts. Tell the linebackers, you just worry about the run, and that's it. That's what you got to do.
Mike Davis is the running back now.
For Timmy.
What was that?
Open a GoFundMe page for Timmy because we may have to bail him out after murder.
Kill somebody.
Don't get too crazy on that one, Timmy.
I don't want to see any dirty birds in my section. No dirty birds in my area.
Oh, hell no. Get them out.
That was cool.
All right. Week four is at New Orleans. I don't know if they're going to play there or what, but it's going to be on the road. At New Orleans, no more Drew Brees. We get Jameis Winston.
Win. Giants win.
Ooh. I already see.
I didn't even see you do that to me. I was looking down. That's too funny. Yeah, man. I'm telling you. No more Drew Brees.
I don't know if I can pick any wins on the road. So here's the thing with Jameis Winston, though. He can put up 30 touchdowns for the year, but also 30 interceptions. So that's the we hope we get the latter.
That's why he's there, right?
Yep. He's there. He's a 30 for 30 and 30 guy. Speaking of which, that 1 year they used to have prop bets for Jameis Winston on a Sunday. By what time will he throw his first interception? You know, the game starts at 1. They used to have like 1:09. You know, so those are prop bets. Another very interesting thing that they're doing in on one of those fantasy apps is that they are doing the reverse. They are doing it's a bad fantasy league. So you in that league, you get points for interceptions. So you pick a quarterback who throws interceptions. You get that. Ooh, fumbles. You know, if you get 200 yards, you lose a couple points. 300 yards, you lose a couple more points. So it's. I don't know if they just do quarterbacks. I think it's, you know, you pick three quarterbacks. It's like FanDuel, one of those. It's not a big fantasy league. So very interesting. And of course, Bill Simmons on his podcast. So we're going to get Daniel Jones. Put him in there. It's my first pick. All right. So you guys have him a victory there. Week five on the road again at Dallas. Timmy, you start this. That's it all.
We're going to lose in Big D, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Again, we do the split. I'll do the split. Yeah,
that's a split.
You know what, though? I might not split with Philly. I think we're going to sweep Philly this year, though. I think. I still might not pick them, yeah. But I think we're going to sweep Philly.
All right. Rodriguez, what do you think about this Dallas Cowboy game?
Yeah, it's a fair point. I think it's an L. Right there in that first game, right there against the douchebags.
The road gets no easier. Even at home in week six, we have the team that finally got a quarterback, and that is the Los Angeles Rams. One of the favorites to even potentially win the Super Bowl this year. So that's going to be another loss. That's a loss for me.
Yep. I'm going loss on that one. Back to 500 already.
But if they win, I go insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, don't lose your mind over the Rams. But it's my cousin's team, which I hate the fact that it's his team. But, yeah, it's going to be an L. I'm thinking it could definitely be an L.
It's tough.
Yes.
The Rams is the perfect, what I was saying. Move that line. Move it. Don't let Aaron Donald get anywhere near Daniel Jones. Or Saquon Barkley.
Put six guys on him.
Pitch outside. No. Move the whole line. That's what you got to do.
Misdirection, all that stuff.
Keep him away.
Look at this jerk.
Chop him.
Kyle, what's the L-O for? What's the O for?
I think you're saying that's a loss. Supposed to be a loss.
Hello there.
I thought it was a
long one. Yeah, Kyle moved to New York, and he's working at a comedy place, and I feel like he's now testing out certain comedic choices, like "Hello there" on us.
Oh, he's a comedian.
Well, he actually I want to say he's dabbled in some stand up every now and then back in the day. But I forget the name of the place that he's working at right now. But
Gotham.
Yes. Thank you. He's enjoying life up there. You're not going to enjoy football season, but enjoy other parts of life up there.
I want Kyle to come on and give you guys what it was like to finally meet me in person. That's what I wanted. I want to know Kyle's opinion what it was like to finally be in the room with me, to feel my aura. Ooh,
the aura is there. Well, oh, by the way, the pizza, I mean, it looked tremendous.
It's just, he was in this room. Kyle was right here in this room with me. That's what I'm saying. I want to know how he felt about it, how he felt the aura. And yeah, the pizza was good. I thought the pizza.
What was his reaction? I mean, he had to have loved it, right? I don't feel an
aura. They both liked it. Yeah, they liked it. I said that this place was known for their Sicilian, so you had to get the Sicilian.
And then they got their Sicilian own corner
they got,
slice.
They got their own little things to try out their own stuff. I said, but you have to get the Sicilian to try it because that's why you came here. Otherwise, it's just a regular pizza place. So,
all right, Raul, what's up, man? He says you can't win with the press with Manning or Jones. I shake my head. This is why I hate sometimes the press. F it. Great commentary about the Giants team. I agree with most of it. All right, well, appreciate you always as watching. Always watching as always. Jeez, what happened to me there? But. All right, so that's the Rams. Next up, it's at home, Week 7 against the Panthers. Yes, a game that we can win. This is a winnable game. Although Chris Sims just picked the Panthers to go to the playoffs. I don't know if I'm there yet. I do know a couple of guys from the site might have picked the Panthers to go to the playoffs, but I think this is a winnable game here. So I'm going to go with a W here. Timmy?
You know, this is going to sound really weird for me. It's a winnable game, sure, but I'm going to go with a loss on this one. I don't know why. I just have this
I know why, but
nasty gut feeling. I have this nasty gut feeling. So I'm actually going loss on this one.
All right. Rodriguez.
It's not a bad choice by Timmy. I looked at them, and it could be a loss, but it's not going to be. It's going to be a W.
Yes. I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. Yeah. I don't want to lose to Sam Darnold. I don't want to lose to Sam Darnold.
And then that's the back page. Like the Sam Daily Darnold News and the Post have already have that, you know, Darnold returns to beat the Giants or slays the Giants. Ugh. All right, listen.
Who cares about Darnold? Screw him.
Next up, a Monday night football game in Week 8 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Perfectly winnable.
No, it's not. First of all,
God,
I don't care who they're playing on Monday.
Mind.
I don't care who they're playing on Monday night. I know. They're not winning any Monday night games.
No, none. Bad. We're bad.
Zero.
On that.
Zero Monday night. I don't care if they're playing a high school team from Edison. We're not winning a Monday
night
football
game. We're awful on Monday nights.
They just don't play good in those games. Yeah. Thursday night, Sunday night, and all losses.
That's rough, man. I mean.
Monday is a longer time. Monday you have more of a chance to rest, you know, if you're playing a Monday game, right? Because you play it on Sunday, you get another day and a rest or whatever. Maybe somebody could be hurt that time, heal up an injury. I know they're going to lose, but I believe they're going to lose against the Chiefs. I'm just trying to somehow talk my way into a win, but I can't. I just can't do it. It's a loss.
Even if Chad Henne plays, even if Pat Mahomes can't play and Chad Henne comes in there.
Good Lord.
He did it last year. Or not last year, the year before.
The way the Giants play, you could have Brian Holmes Sox play quarterback and they'll still lose on Monday night for some way. I don't know why.
So this is an interesting game in the Camus household. Ed Camus, who is a co-host for the Empire 161 show on this network, and Granny's Peach Tea, which has moved to Saturday at 3 p.m. Because his wife is a Chiefs fan and he's a Giants fan. He supports the Chiefs when it's Chiefs time, which is after Week 1 lately. So that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see. Nobody said Philly, Eric. No, not going. Nobody.
And they're going, I believe.
Oh, really?
I believe they're going.
Monday night game in Kansas City. That rowdy, raucous crowd. He's going to wear a Giants jersey in that?
I have nightmares about Monday night games. Yeah, I'd wear mine. In Kansas City, I'm not afraid of them.
They're probably nice. They're probably very nice. Yeah.
I'd be afraid to get some barbecue sauce in my jersey. That's all.
Yes.
Too many ribs. Yes.
You've seen them. There's been a lot of fighting in preseason games. People getting thrown over the benches, thrown over the seats and stuff.
People are home too long.
Yeah. People are getting violent. People are home too long.
That's a whole year of frustration. I can tell my wife, just keep the camera rolling. I'm going to see how many people go through chairs, tables, fist fights. It's going to be a lunacy place. People are
it's
so
like hockey in the stands.
Yeah, it's like letting loose a bunch of criminals. Like, it really is when you think about it. You're all out of jail. Go run wild.
You haven't argued with anybody in a stadium for God knows how long, and now it's you just don't know when to stop. I went to the Marlins game, Rodriguez, a couple weeks ago, and there's just one Marlins fan in the crowd, and somebody was banging a seat that wasn't even his, and he turned around, got up, and looked at an entire section of Mets fans, and started screaming at the guy who hit his chair a couple chairs down, and he was just getting it all day. I give him credit for staying there. He was literally surrounded. He was in the front row of that section, and all around just Mets fans. And there was one point where he got up and he for whatever, I hadn't said anything to him. He just turns around, looks dead at me, and he starts screaming at me. So I stand up, I'm screaming back at him, and my wife pulls in. My wife is like, "Baby, he's old. Stop."
That's the game I was at, right? I was at there at that game.
Yeah, I don't know where you were sitting, but
you should have just texted me. I would have come. I would have come over and
oh no! Every Met fan had each other's back, as would any fan base, I would hope. But this guy was just standing up, and then he kind of tried to quietly leave, down by two runs in the top of the ninth inning. He left, and everybody was nah. Calling, bad fans and whatever.
You're not gonna you're not gonna get away easily from New York fans.
No, if you notice too, it's a lot of like fan on fan, like not just opposite fans.
Yeah.
A lot of fans are fighting each other this year.
Yeah,
it's just everyone's pumped up. Everyone's just this year.
It's just ridiculous. Go run around in the field somewhere.
get that energy.
Dude, get it out of you. So what are you, an idiot? Come on.
Okay, Eric says, if the Giants beat Philly, I'll wear full blue on the next A to Z after.
No, that's bullshit. You got to wear Giants stuff.
Yeah, blue. It can't just be the color.
What a color blue. Eric, don't try to pull that shit. I'll wear blue.
What a cheesy bet. Yeah, okay.
Raul says, AEW Rampage in football stadiums this year.
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about in the crowd. Oh, you went. Wow. So he went AEW over WWE there. Times are a-changing. Eric says, okay, all Giants.
That's different. That's a different story.
All right.
Stand up, guy.
And Eric, if the Eagles beat the Giants, I am not wearing an Eagles anything ever. I don't care. we'll figure something else out. I'll eat a bar of Philly cheese. That's it.
No, Timmy, just eat a Philly cheesesteak on the air live.
There you go. I'll eat a Philly cheesesteak.
Poor Timmy. He'll have to eat that cheesesteak.
And but it's to our point, Mike. Mr. Strauss, 21-35-1 Giants all time on Monday Night Football.
They're horrible. I can't stand them.
It's
every Monday night guy, everyone's like, "Oh yeah, pumped up for Monday." Nope, not me. Hate it.
Especially against, like, you know, the Steelers and all these teams that are do very well on Monday nights. That was that game last year that the Giants could have won. That, you know,
like, oh, you're excited? Right. They're on Thursday night. No, 1 o'clock and
Thursday
4 o'clock.
Night is bad.
That's where the Giants should play. Yeah. No Sunday nights. No Monday nights. No Thursday
nights.
Get
out of here.
1-4.
Let's just agree to do we don't need to be on national TV. Not right now, at least. No. All right. Week 9 against the Raiders at home. So it's in, I still say New York. It's in New York. Raiders come. I believe that's a W, right, fellas? Please. They're projected.
Ooh, Raiders.
They're projected for 4 wins from Vegas. So make that one of those.
So
not
in that league, that league you were talking about before, you could put the Jets, you could put the Raiders, and you could put the Browns. Still in that league, in that terrible league,
yes.
And you could draft from those teams all day.
Screw you, Baker Mayfield. All right, Week 10 is our bye. Week 11,
that's
maybe we should talk about this.
It is,
but the problem is Week 11. It's another Monday night game. And it is against Tom Brady and the Bucks in Tampa.
This way, because it's backwards. No, this way.
Backwards. Yeah, this way. Rodriguez, can you make the case? We did play it, but that was a Sunday night game last year, right? And we lost by a couple points. Not to say that that's going to happen, but we played them well last year.
We played Brady
Tom
well.
Brady, does Tom Brady have a history of getting better the more accustomed he gets with the team and the more into it he gets? No, right? Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, we're going to freaking lose. Dude, how can I make a case for them beating for rough, us man. Beating them?
Down I was just Tampa. Trying to get come, you know, some optimism.
It's a
there,
hot weather. Hot weather, big fat guys in hot weather don't do well. So let's do that right away.
And you know, hot weather, it's November 22nd, which anywhere else would be, oh, okay, it might be cool. No, no. Mm-mm. Even in an 8:15 game, it's going to be 82 degrees, and it's going to be humid, and people are going to be in oxygen on the side. That's how it rolls. That's how we roll in South Florida. The week 12 against Philadelphia in New York, that's a victory for me.
Yes.
We're going all victory there because it's at Giant Stadium. So
you can tell
Brian now
Hoyer we're number one.
Boom! We have two opportunities, Rodriguez, because in week 13, the Giants play at Miami. And it's December 5th. But it's a 1 o'clock game. It's going to be 92 degrees, scorching. You will get, you know, I've not been to the new stadium since they did the roof, but there is still 40% or not 40%. I think it's in the 20% range that is uncovered. And my luck, I'll be in the sun for the entirety of that game. But let's get to the game though. Timmy, Dolphins are improved. If you believe in Tua, I almost said Tebow again, like last night. But do you believe in Tua, or is this a game that we can go on the road and I can finally pick a victory for on the road?
Yeah, I actually like the Giants in this one. I do not believe in Tua, not yet. I'm not saying he did, but we talked about it last night. The Dolphins are one of my favorite, most improved teams. They did very well with all their draft picks. They made a lot of improvements. They got a lot of good weapons for him. He has to step up now, just like any other quarterback like that. He has to step up and prove that he believes. If not, gone, especially him. They're not even going to wait the 4 years.
No, they've already.
Because the Dolphins have their team now. They have their offense. They have their defense. They need their quarterback. If he don't step up this year, boop, Deshaun Watson.
They already have the Deshaun Watson rumors.
If he gets cleared of his charges, all 47 of them, then
that's crazy.
He'll be a Miami Dolphin, but if not, they're gonna go somewhere else. But
think about it, Tua. They were even talking about Deshaun Watson, even with all the accusations and none of it even being closely remotely resolved yet. Like the rumors were still there; it was still being talked about.
They don't believe in Tua. They don't believe in Tua.
No,
I don't believe in him either. Just like Tim says, I don't think he's ready yet. I do think the team is ready to beat the Giants. That Dolphin team, they have improved a lot. They're up and coming. They won't win because of Tua. If they had Fitzpatrick, believe it or not, if they still have Fitzpatrick, I'd pick them to beat the Giants.
He bailed them out a bunch of times last year.
But they don't. So I think Tua will be their downfall. Well, it's late in the season, but at least against the Giants, I think he's gonna throw a couple of interceptions, costly ones, and the Giants are gonna win that game.
I like that a lot. All right, and then week 14, that's week 13, December 5th. Week 14, the following week, is a really tough matchup, heading cross country to Los Angeles to play the Chargers, and what can be talked about as potentially an elite quarterback in a second year guy in Justin Herbert. Timmy, any way we sneak out of Los Angeles with a victory?
No, especially after we beat Miami. It's like, no, we're not going to win that two in a row in that hot weather stadium place. Yes. No, I think, again, the Chargers are another one of those great teams that I think are well improved this year. New head coach, but I don't think that's going to matter. He's a good coach. So yep. I don't think we're going to win that game. I got a loss, unfortunately.
I'm gonna go the same way. The Chargers are just they have weapons every which way, and that's a tough one to kind of get around. Rodriguez is still in their audio. Oh, there it goes. Chargers.
They're not winning.
No, that's not a victory.
It's a loss. It's a loss in Chargerville.
See, it's hard to pick though, because like you said, we haven't played a game yet. That's why it makes it so hard. Because again, I love our secondary. And if our secondary can hold up against that team, we can beat them. But I'm just saying right now, the way this
right now,
I think the Chargers are going to win.
So many, and they have so many weapons and can do so many different things. George says, what up? Not a hater, but my thoughts, Giants have a good defensive team, which kind of came to a surprise to us last year. Very concerned about offense as a whole. Questions with quarterback, running back, and offensive line, horrible. I flip that offensive line being our number one, issue, then quarterback, then running back. I think it all falls in line. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but you get that good line and you get the better quarterback and running game going. All right, we'll see if Rodriguez can rejoin us. Week 15 at home against the Cowboys. That's our victory, right, Timmy? That's our victory, right, Timmy?
I just don't know.
Jason Witten's going to come out from the sideline.
He'll come out of retirement again. Oh, man. You know what? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I'm going with it.
I'm going with the split, the official split. Yes.
Rodriguez, the Cowboys at home. What do you think? Can we grab that one?
Yeah.
Well, By then Dak will be out. We'll be hurt again.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. And Elliott, yeah, absolutely.
Is he going to be averaging 3 yards of carry? So yeah, we'll beat them.
Yeah, and he just needs a smaller spoon, right? Yep. Zeke. Did you hear Dak saying today? I think it was today that he was losing feeling in that leg after the surgery. I don't know if Dak is going to come back to what he was as a regular season quarterback. Week 16, yeah. Mm-hmm. Week 16, we head to Philadelphia, and this is going to test Timmy's thought on potentially sweeping the series this year.
I think they're the one team we're going to sweep. We're going to sweep them this year. Our first NFC East sweep in a while. Eagles.
Music to my ears. Rodriguez, what do you think?
I hate the Eagles a notch. And I can't even see the notch on my fingernail less than the Cowboys. So, yes. And whooping, I'm not going to say a bad word. And a whooping is going to happen. At home.
So we got a victory. All right. No, that one. This one's at Philadelphia.
No, I'm thinking at home.
Oh, okay.
We're going to whoop them at home, but we're going to beat them in Philly.
Okay. I see what you're saying. All right. Week 17. This is probably a rookie quarterback that we're going to be playing. It is on January 2nd, the complete opposite of what we were talking about before for Miami. It is Chicago on January 2nd. Windy, blustery, freezing. Coughlin's face is turning bright red weather. Can we go into Chicago and beat the Bears? Rodriguez, what do you think?
Yeah, man. We're built to play in the cold weather. We're cold weather team just like the Bears. I'm not afraid of the cold weather and the Bears.
Screw you,
Bears. I love that stuff. I mean, listen, in the old days, we beat them up just as much as they beat us up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not scared of the Bears, all right? So, yeah, we beat the Bears in Chicago.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you on that. Timmy?
I agree, too. I think, rookie quarterback, that defense that was so good a couple years ago, I think they missed their window. So I think we're going to beat them.
All right. Let's head into the final week of the year, the first time we'll ever say week 18 in the NFL. That takes us to January 9th.
That's crazy.
Against the Washington football team at Giants Stadium. Timmy Tabala, what say you?
It's a win. We're getting that split. We're getting that split that last game.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Oh, wow.
It's a tough one.
This is hurting me a little bit because I'm a little torn on this one again. They have. All right. My brain is saying pick the Redskins, okay? But I have to pick the Giants they're my team. I have to pick them against the Redskins at the end of the year. I already gave them up, man. You bet with your brain, not your heart.
Don't forget.
I know, but I'm not betting
root with the heart.
Money, so I can bet with my I can bet with the heart on this one. You know, there's no money. Wait till we start doing the bets officially on other platforms. It might change a little bit, but this time I'm gonna go on this show. I'm gonna go with the Giants, man. I just really want them to beat the Redskins. I can't have them sweep us. I can't have any National League. I mean, I can't have any NFC East team sweep us. It just can't happen in my head.
Terzio, I appreciate that. Terzio, are you? I don't even know who you root for in the NFL. This could hurt our relationship.
Jets. He's a Jets fan.
I lost you. Can you? You guys hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can't hear you guys, but you guys can hear me. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. I don't know.
Oh, he's a Jets fan.
That is not good.
He's a Jets fan.
I'm going to wait for mouths to stop moving. Okay. So, Timmy, you got 10 victories. Rodriguez, you have 10 victories. I have 9 victories because I don't know if they can beat the Redskins even at home with the defense that they have.
I'm shocked.
The over/under for the Giants this year is 7, so we're close. We're all within two or three. You guys discuss this because I can't hear you. I'm gonna go out and come back in. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, let me tell you something right off the bat, though. I never thought I'd get 10 wins. I might have to reevaluate after week 3. Originally, I had them at 7 or 8 originally. I don't know what's changing my mind. Kyle, I'm going with the Red Hogs, by the way. Kyle, this is the truth. You can ask Farachi. I said they should be called the Red Hogs years ago. And right now, that's one of the choices for them. That's who they should be. Rodriguez, I had them at 7, 8 wins. I don't know what just changed my mind. Maybe I'm getting a little hopeful. Maybe I'm getting more soft. But I think after week 3, we'll have to come back on the show and do a revaluation.
Once we come on this show. Every time we come on this show, we get hopeful and optimistic and happy. Oh, it's our team. Yeah, it's going to win. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
I've never picked them to have a winning record in the 3 years. I've never picked them to have a winning record in the last 3 years. This is the first time, I think.
But I didn't think I was going to get to 10 wins, honestly,
me neither.
This year.
Me neither.
Like what you're saying, I don't know how that happened. I know how it's happened. The Washington Redskins pick, of course, that's Redskins. The Washington team pick at the end of the year.
The Eagles sweep for me is and, why I choose
And that,
usually
that
I split.
Too, but I hate losing to a division rival. I can't even pick it. I can never pick them to sweep us unless
with an extra game.
It was like
10 might not even be enough this year with an extra game. You never know. Then again, in our division, 7 might win.
In our division, remember last year, Timmy? Remember last year was brutal, bro. Last year we might have won the division with 6 wins.
That was depressing. It was funny.
That was so terrible, man. And we ended up. I don't think the Redskins are that good. How good do you think they are? I mean, I really don't think that they're a top echelon team for us to be so afraid of them.
Their defense. I'm not afraid of their offense at all. It's their defense that is going to be probably top 5 in the league.
One busted knee, you know, a couple of busted knees, and if you have that defense and that's all you have, you're going to end up being Denver for the last few years. Because what's Denver done? I mean, they have good defense. They run, but they don't. They're not winning championships, so it doesn't matter. You know, you need a, like we've always said it to me. How many times have we said balanced offensive and defensive line, guys that can block, guys that can rush, and let the let the starters do their thing after that. But we can't seem to gel with that offense or that defense for two or three games at a time.
So, yeah, that's the problem.
That's the biggest problem for me.
Raul, I think you're more closer. I think we're being more optimistic right now. You still can't hear us, Steve?
I think with the coach. Can't hear us,
Brock? I still can't hear you.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, wow. What's going on here, man? You're like, you're ruining the show. Like, you're doing a Laris on
Jets
us.
Fan.
What are you doing?
Frank likes the Jets. Frank, you're out.
I knew Frank likes the Jets. He's a Mets fan. It's like a 90% chance he's going to like the Jets. And that's okay. Listen, I grew up in New York as a football fan. The Red Wolves. For Washington?
For Washington. As long as they're not the presidents, the presidents or the senators, something stupid like that. Pick something cool.
Was already the senators. There was already the senators. So I don't think they're going to go back to that.
What's Kyle talking about? What's Kyle blaring on about here?
They should just call them January 6th.
Oof. Oof. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I am back with old technology. All right, so it was Kyle complaining that we gave the Giants winning record?
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
He went away for 20 minutes, came back with winning records. Kyle, I'm honest with you. I don't know how I got to a winning record either. I think that last Eagle game is what I'm thinking we're going to sweep them. That's why. Usually, like I said, I flip-flop with the one at home, one at away, but I think this time we're going to sweep them. That's where that 10 going to come from.
See, but
nine wins.
I don't think that I don't think we're that far off from Vegas expectations. It's at 7. We're at 9 and 10. Chill out, Kyle. Just because your team sucks doesn't mean that we have to deal
with that. What's his team, Kyle?
It's a cow. You know who the Cowboys person that he is.
Oh, he's a Cowboy guy. He's still the Cowboy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Let's get to our week one picks, and then we'll put a big old ribbon on this bad boy on the opening episode for season 4. All right, so we'll go through the picks as we've done each and every year, and we don't go on the spread. It's a pure win-loss. We do talk about the spread for those of you who are interested. There's a lot of
gambler.
Yes. there are a lot of games this week, and it typically happens in week one as it's the getting to know you phase. In it that you might have to buy a half of a point to really get involved in some of these games. Like, you know, a lot of even spreads, 3, 9, 1, 3, and so on. So you might have to buy a half a point or risk pushing all day. All right, first game up. It's happening. We're within an hour. We are within an hour away from the NFL season kicking off, and it is the Cowboys, Kyle's Cowboys, at the world champion Bucks in Tampa. Tampa comes in as a 9-point favorite. That's first things first. Tom Brady's never lost to the Dallas Cowboys. He's 5-0 against the Cowboys in his career. That's 43 years old, or how old he is now.
6-0 now.
6-0. Rodriguez, who you got there? You got the Bucks?
No.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I got the Bucks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's like, no, what are you crazy? Oh, yeah. All right. So here's another one that's not going to be a good game, but it's one that is projecting some excitement because of the Jags and because of their new rookie quarterback. Quarterbacks who have been selected at number one overall since 2003 are 0-12-1 in their first game. I feel like that trend ends this week. I'm going with the Jags here against the Texans, who, I mean, can you even name four guys on the team anymore? so I'm going to go with the Jags. We'll go opposite way. Rodriguez, who you got in this one?
I did pick the Texans. I almost went with the Jaguars this week, but, you know, I just picked the Texans because they're the Jaguars.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if the Texans won, but and that's why the spread's only 3. You know, the Jags aren't you know, exactly Tom Brady and company. Jimmy.
Yeah, I flip-flopped. I flip-flopped yesterday on the other show. I was going with the Texans, then I realized you're right. There's no Watson.
Oh, Rodriguez, that's important. Before, when I sent out the picks, Deshaun Watson was not ruled as a bench player yet. So if you want to change up to the Jags now, you can.
No, I
going with the gut.
I was going with the fact that he wasn't playing regardless. I just don't think the Jaguars, they have to give me five games and I'll tell you if they're even going to win anything. Yeah. I mean, but right now, never pick them. Not at the beginning of the year.
Don't do it to yourself. All right. Next up, the Chargers. This line has flipped since yesterday. The line yesterday was 0-1 point in favor for the Chargers. It is now flipped to the Washington football team being favored by one point here. This matchup pits last year's offensive rookie of the year versus last year's defensive rookie of the year in Justin Herbert and Chase Young. I'm going with the – no, we don't start with me this time. Timmy, who you got?
Who did I pick yesterday? I don't want to contradict myself. I'm pretty sure I went Chargers this first game.
Timmy, sure you went Chargers. You absolutely went Chargers.
Yeah, I like them to win this one. I'm sorry, I do. Sorry, Redskins.
Wolves. Now is when you – if you waited yesterday to put money on this game, now is when you put the money on the game because now you got the odds and your favorite to make a little bit more money if you go with the Chargers.
I bet at 12:50 if I bet. 12:55.
Yeah, I wait. Who knows who's scratched, who's out, and whatever. Mm-hmm. Rodriguez, I believe you agreed with us on this one. Rightfully
did
so.
I think I picked the Chargers, right? I think I sent you – no?
Yes, you did.
I did pick the Chargers.
Okay. Yeah, we're all that's what
I
thought. Here.
See, I don't want them to win anything. I want them to die. I want
Tergio's got San Diego winning this game. I did it all last year.
Don't trust Tergio. He's a Jets fan.
His wife makes
the picks. For
Real quick off topic, old Frank there. Don't get me wrong, Frank. I appreciate because you do watch literally every show on this network. But you know when we talk about how, same way you guys, you don't like certain Yankee fans. Frank's that Met fan that we don't like.
Frank, I watched him. Stuff at the Empire once
he was, and he just lists. He just starts throwing shit, and we just ignore it. We ignore it. Like, all right, whatever. I'm gonna ignore it.
It's funny.
I go, you see that? He goes, yeah, I don't care, dude. I'm ignoring it. I said, okay, that's what I need to know.
Tercio's the best. He's a faithful fan of all of our shows here.
Oh yeah, he watches.
If he watches the Yankee show, then he's a Mets fan too.
You watching Just Too Sweet, so I'm good for you.
Yes.
He's better than me.
Yeah. all right. I almost said San Diego again. Seahawks, 3-point favorites at the Colts. Seattle is now it's a weird stat that I knew I was going to run into this. Seattle is 11-1 in the last 12 games that start at 10 a.m. their time. What are they doing? My mom used to always make fun of the baseball stats. You know, this guy's hitting .268 on a Monday day game when he wears black socks. You know, she always used to be like, it's very exaggerated. All right, so besides the point. I'm going with the Seahawks here because I trust them more, even though they're on the road here. Rodriguez, who you got in this one?
Exactly. Basically, the reason I went with the Seahawks was because I trust that team to actually put up a fight and win a game and be competitive. I don't believe in the Colts at all. They have to be somebody for a couple of minutes before I pick them. Seahawks.
You know who does believe in the Colts this week?
Timmy?
Producer Joe. He's the only one on staff that went with the Colts this week. And I wish he could. Well, he might be a drunken mess in Orlando now, but I would like him to defend his take there. Maybe I'll ask him after the show.
He's already yelling upset at somebody. He's already yelling at somebody. Trust me. I know this because I'm seeing him text. Okay.
Look at Tercio. Tercio in the Jet fan is calling for Big Blue to go 10-7 this year. I like that, Tercio. Listen.
Look at Tercio.
All right. I just kind of let the cat out of the bag there. We all chose the Seahawks there. Next up, for the Sunday game. The Jets head to play their former quarterback, Mr. Darnold, in Carolina. Carolina's a 4.5-point favorite here. Rodriguez, who'd you go with in this one? This is a definite split amongst the staff.
I took the Jets.
You sure did.
I think they're coming after Darnold. I think they want to hurt him. If I was a defensive guy, I would want to destroy him. Then nothing would stop me from breaking every little bone in the body if I could get to him. If I'm a Jet, I'm coming after him. Jets on 100%. Now, whether that they're going to win or not doesn't matter, but I'm coming after him, sure.
So by telling you this, I'm letting another cat out of the bag. Those that picked the Jets, yourself, Keith.
Oh.
Tony, who is on a great, he's Granny's Peach Tea. He's one of the fellows on Granny's Peach Tea. Is he a Giants fan or a Jets fan? I think he's a Jets fan.
Which one is Tony? The bald headed kid? The kid with the bald head?
The bigger guy.
He usually has all the Funko Pops behind him.
Okay.
He rattles his ice cup during the show, and it drives me crazy.
And Kyle. Okay. Kyle's a believer in the Jets this year. So you, I know that, you know, agreeing with certain people sometimes upsets you. And I just wanted to let you know that you agree with Kyle this week. That's you would have seen it eventually.
That's the one. Yeah, that would upset me.
Javi Baez just did a home run. We appreciate the update, Frank.
I don't appreciate that at all.
I don't either until we win the damn game, man. All right. Next up, we got the Vikings, 3-point favorite, heading into Cincy to play the Bengals.
You didn't get who Timmy picked for the game?
I let the cat out of the bag. I told who picked the Jets. So,
he picked the Pilots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank picked the Jets 17-14. Christian McCaffrey's going to have 14 by
That's the
thing that's going to happen.
I'm not saying you're wrong about the Jets winning, but I'm saying Christian McCaffrey's probably going to have at least 14 by himself. So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
He better. He's my running back in two leagues, so he better.
I got him in the one, so we'll see. Minnesota has won 4 of their last 5 opening games. I'm going to go with that trend continues here, and they're going to win 5 out of 6. The Bengals are up and coming. Don't get me wrong, but they're not ready yet. The Vikings have, I mean, Dalvin Cook alone can that Bengals defense. Maybe Dalvin Cook has 200. Might be one of those opening weeks where he got 250 yards, 4 touchdowns, like I think he did last year too. Rodriguez, who you got in this one?
Vikings. I think the Vikings are a good team. They were close last year. They had a bunch of little mishaps and stuff and a lot of nonsense, but I think they're better than the Bengals for sure.
Yeah. The person who pushed the show Vikings on me more than anybody else is the only person on staff that picked the Bengals, and that's Keith. Yes.
You said Vikings. I knew who it was.
I'm going to get out about that. You love the show? Pick the team.
Vikings, that's a good show, dude. It was a good show, man. Vikings.
You know what? I watched the first episode, and maybe I was distracted or whatnot. I just didn't get back into it. And I've heard from everybody that it's a great show.
But it gets better. It's the type of show, that first episode, you're not going to love it. Give it a couple episodes, and then you start. Give yourself one good episode of watching Martha. You'll be fine.
All right. There we go. All right. Terzio has the Vikes winning 28-10, which, yeah, I could see that. I could also see them going putting up 45 points on them also. All right. Next up, Cardinals and Titans in a good matchup. Each of the last 3 matchups between these two teams have been decided by 5 points or fewer, which means nothing as we head into this one. Titans are a 3-point favorite. I am going with the Titans, although I do like the Cardinals. But I'm going to go with the Titans this time around. Timmy, who you got in this one?
Titans at home.
The Titans.
The Titans at home, even though they're the team that screws me every year. But
every week, every single week. He picks them, they lose. Yeah, he doesn't pick them, they win.
I always
remember that, Rodriguez?
I always pick against Timmy on the Titans. Whatever he picks, whatever he does, I pick the opposite, and it worked out well last year.
Yes.
For whatever reason. I despise the Cardinals for what they gave us, for that stupid coaching staff that we got from them, that those idiots that ruined our couple of years of our lives. I hope they never win again. Never, ever. I hope they sink into a sinkhole wherever they're playing. St. Louis, Phoenix. I don't care where you play. Don't play.
So he's going with. So you're saying you're going with the Titans? That's what I'm hearing out of you. Yeah, I'm going with the Titans also, and a few people. Keith went rogue on a few of these. He's three in a row: Jets, Bengals, Cardinals. Although I could see a scenario where the Cardinals win. David missing action. He's got the Cardinals, and so does Kyle. So that helps, right? From before, you agree with him, and now you went after that team, and he chose it.
This makes it so much sweeter now.
Next up, the 49ers head to Detroit. 49ers have won 10 of 11 from Detroit. Detroit's just...
We could beat Detroit, us
just
three.
Miserable. Yeah, just the three of us could beat Detroit.
Oh, jeez.
So we'll fast forward this one. Interesting matchup here. Steelers, who started off super strong last year and collapsed like I've never seen before, except for that Super Bowl with the Falcons. The Steelers are usually that, you know, old reliable team and whatnot. They have just a insane running back. Ben, you just don't know what you're going to get out of him at this stage of his career. And you're going into that, Timmy, like we talked about yesterday, going into that rowdy environment. The closest to college that there is, I think, in the NFL, and that's up in Buffalo.
You know who I'm taking.
I know. You just shouted out, I'm taking Buffalo. And everybody took Buffalo from the site. That was an easy one for us. Terzio says 28-17 Buffalo. Eagles and Falcons, a matchup of dirty birds. Falcons are a 3-point favorite here. Matt Ryan has never lost to the Eagles in Atlanta.
He's still playing. He never will.
Back.
I'm going with the Falcons, baby.
Falcons.
Yeah, I picked the Falcons too.
Yeah, we all of us chose the Falcons. You know who did choose the Eagles was Eric and Bert. Couple of guys taking flyers on the Eagles there. Next up, a very interesting matchup as well, as the Browns, who played the Chiefs very well last year in the playoffs, head to Kansas City. Kansas City is a 5.5-point favorite. Cleveland has not won an opening week game since 2005. This is a different team. Obviously, they got a lot of weapons on offense. Their defense has been good. I don't like them. I hate their quarterback. I hope that they go 0-17. And it's not going to happen, but I think we all chose the Chiefs here across the board, so we don't really have to get into that. I also do think that the Chiefs cover by more than that. I think they say, you know, the Browns, you thought that you could play with us last year. We want to make sure that you know that you can't.
I can't wait for the first Baker Mayfield at home commercial. Just so I can send it to you.
Can't stand them. All right. And next up in that's the start of the 4 o'clock, 4:25 games, that Browns and Chiefs. Packers and Saints. Packers have won 6 straight opening week games, and this time they head to this game's gonna be in Jacksonville because of what's going on in New Orleans after the storm. But 3.5-point favorites going in to play Jameis Winston and not Drew Brees. Timmy, who you got in this one?
Angry Aaron Rodgers and those Packers, baby. Definitely going to win that game.
Rodriguez.
Don't forget, Michael Thomas doesn't want to be there either. Michael Thomas doesn't want to be there either.
Yeah.
You're just done.
You're going to fudge pack those Saints really bad.
Boom!
Get them.
All right. Next up, the Dolphins head to Foxborough. In the last game of the Sunday day games, the Patriots are a 3-point favorite. They have their They have their new savior up there in Belichick land, and that's Mac Jones. Mac Jones, he's the savior. Bill Simmons has this Patriots team going 12-5 this year with the moves that they made. Maybe not. It's hard to ever really count out the Patriots because you just don't know. And if there's ever a team that can lose a Tom Brady, revamp the next year, and then get back to the playoffs, I wouldn't put it past Belichick. You know, I'm going with the Patriots in Foxborough for this one. Rodriguez, who you got?
I picked the Dolphins.
I can absolutely see the Dolphins winning.
I don't believe in them anymore. I think Brady has put a curse on that franchise. I hope it stays like that for a little bit, you know, gives other teams a chance to move up and down in that division. Belichick will probably right the ship soon. By the middle of the year, he'll probably get everything going. But I think this first game, I think the Dolphins can get it.
Timmy?
Yeah, I went with Dolphins also. I can't have the Patriots winning again. I can't have Mac Jones come out and throw for 5 touchdowns, because we all know who would be completely intolerable if that should have happened. His initials are JB.
I want no part of that.
He is an arch nemesis of Steve Ferracci. And that is James Bunker, who will be, wow. You don't even want to know what he'll be like if Mac Jones is the next savior. So I'm going Dolphins first game.
Terzio is saying that the Patriots always retool and they're the better team.
By the end of the year, they might be better, but the first game, I'm going with the Dolphins for the first game.
Yeah, for me, it's my lack of belief in Tua that leads me to go down the Patriots path. But 6-7 out of the 11 on our very expert panel went with the Dolphins.
Because you're all Florida people.
Let me. Who picked the Patriots? I picked the Patriots. Joe, producer Joe, picked the Patriots. Kyle picked the Patriots. And Eric picked the Patriots. So that's the way that goes.
That's enough for me to go against them.
Sunday night game. It could be better. It's the Bears heading to Los Angeles to play the Rams. The Bears in week one road games are 4-14. And they can't beat the Rams even at home. So we all went Rams across the board except for two people, and that is Eric and Bert. They both went with the Bears in this one. That would be such a tremendous update on Sunday Night Football, week one, 7.5, over a touchdown favorite. It ain't happening. The Rams just crushed these guys. Monday night. What happened to the Monday night doubleheader? That's been a thing almost every year, hasn't it? They stopped it this year.
Not opening day, maybe.
Yeah, they Monday night football. They usually had a game that starts at like 7, and then another game that starts at 10.
East Coast, West Coast game.
Yeah. So the Monday night game this week are the Ravens, who just get bad news. ACL is being torn all over the place. I don't know how long this line's going to be -4. But the Ravens should still have enough firepower to beat the Raiders. Even though you're in that brand new stadium that nobody's ever been able to sit in yet, you're going to have the crowd going crazy there. But I do think still with all the injuries that they got, I think the Ravens can still win this game. Not as handily as I once thought, but I do still think that they can win. Rodriguez, who you got in this one?
I do have the Ravens. I like you saying, I don't think they're going to squash them and beat them, but I think they're going to eke it out, definitely. Raiders, they need another season at least before anybody takes them serious.
Or this guy is just done this year, and they go back to rebuilding again. I don't know what's going to go on.
If you're an idiot, yeah.
That's the stuff that you get out of the media. Yeah. So, how long into the contract is Gruden? It feels like it's been 10 years already.
It's only two.
But is it two?
2 years.
Maybe three?
Been like 2 years. This might be his third year.
It feels like 10 with all the stuff that's going on there.
That, you got to build a program. You got to get going.
Yeah, no, 100%. And he's not, you know, Gruden is not this, you know, black and white play caller. He's likes to do wild, weird things that don't always work out, and then he gets blasted for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But would you rather have that, or would you rather have the plain vanilla offense that we've run before?
Oh, God. It would be wonderful to have an offensive guy.
Shotgun draw. Yeah, right.
Well, you got to play out of shotgun because that's the only way you get time to throw the ball.
Everyone knows the draw is coming. Stop at the draw. Throw the fucking ball.
All right, let's get to our game, and then we'll start hitting the road here. Broncos at the Giants. Broncos are a 3-point favorite here. I'm going with the Giants, and it's going to take a lot to get. So as we talked through this, we got to talk keys to the game in this one, and it's it's that defense. The offense for this Broncos team is not going to be what's going to blow anybody away. It's going to keep them in games that the defense is going to win for them. If that makes sense. So it, you know, this is going to be a defense first team for the Broncos. They have some weapons out there, but it's not they're not going to be an offensive powerhouse this year. So key to the game is this is very potentially a very low scoring game, 13-10, you know, 14-10, something like that. And we do scores on this. So let's start with Timmy.
Ooh, score. I wasn't expecting the score curve. All right, yeah, I like the Giants to win this one at home. I really do. We just clicked on. Hang on. Get Michael Scott dancing in the boat.
Oh boy.
Oh, I wasn't ready for the score. Okay, I would say. Ooh. 23-17 Giants. I'm going to go 23-17 Giants. Our shiny
Rodriguez
are going to score. Kenny Golladay is going to score. I don't know.
I want Tony to score. I want the naysayers for the Tony pick to
eat it a little bit.
That would be nice. That would. I'm going to say 20-14. I think the Giants are going to let them score a couple of touchdowns, unfortunately, but they'll get some kicks in and win the game.
I'm going to go with 17-14 Giants. This is going to be a defensive battle, and you know, one of those games where the first mistake is made, if a team could take advantage of it and whatnot. Really quick before we go, I want to tell our we won't spend a lot of time on this because we're up against it. I want to talk Super Bowl picks real quick. We won't go through the entire list because we're gonna get that posted up. But Super Bowl picks here. Rodriguez, you have Chiefs and Bucks, which is a fantastic potential rematch.
I went out on a limb on this one, huh?
Yeah, it sure did. I want to see if there's any interesting ones out there. Joe has the Bills and the Cowboys, and the Cowboys winning it all. He's a Jets fan.
Wait, Joe who?
Eric picked the Eagles, right?
Joe Mulva, producer Joe. No.
Producer Joe.
Okay, so wow. Eric picked. Eric gave me. He has the Eagles winning the division, but he was the only one. I made a mistake. It was my fault. I forgot the West teams in for them. But everybody put in without me having to say anything except for Eric. Eric didn't put. Everybody did it. Gave me the thankfully, you know, you guys picked me up. NFC West and the AFC West both missing. I totally demolished them. You know, you guys are no longer part of the NFL. So he did have somebody that was missing in there, so I kind of filled it in for him. And ultimately he went Chiefs Bucks with the Bucks win back to back. Keith has the Bills and the Bucks with the Bucks winning. Rodriguez, we went through yours. Ed has the Chiefs and the Packers with the Chiefs winning. Angry, angry Green Bay quarterback, Mr. Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Get that up there. Let's see here. Kyle. Kyle has the Chiefs and the Packers also, but he's got the Packers win the Super Bowl. David has, of course, David has the Browns in the Super Bowl.
There's brown yeast.
He's got the,
that's
the
his yeast.
Other yeast. The yeast. Look at Terzio's Chiefs and Rams. That's his prediction for the Super Bowl. David went Browns and Packers with the Browns winning it all. So, you know, between David and Joe with the Cowboys and the Browns winning it all, I'm going to scream. Timmy, you have the Bills and the Bucks. Who do you think wins that one? I already know who you think wins, but.
Yeah, I picked the Bucks to go back to back this year, unfortunately. And you know what? Real quick, I'm going to apologize because I remember last year I said, yeah, the Bucks might make the playoffs, but they're not going to do shit. I was wrong. And especially because
we were all wrong on that.
Yeah, but you know what? I still won't give into that whole Brady bullshit. That was a defensive Super Bowl. That was a defensive team. That defense was unbelievable. And that and those last few games, they were unstoppable. So, yeah. But of course, I'm gonna give Brady his due. I'm gonna give him his due. I'm gonna give him his due. But you know, like I said, that was a defensive.
You don't have to give it to him. He took it. He took it from you. Yeah. He took his due.
You can't give Brady more chances than.
Yeah, you can't let him get to the playoffs. That's all there is to it. Unless we're in it, and then we just beat him.
He doesn't want to play us. That's good too. He doesn't want to play us.
He doesn't want to play us.
All right. For me, I went with the Bills coming out of the AFC, and I went with the Rams coming out of the NFC, and I've got the. That's right. Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
Taking home the Super Bowl.
My in-laws are going to be very happy.
Tell all your in-laws I went with Buffalo.
I got to see that curse. I got to see that Marv Thornberry curse get lifted. I got to see that curse. I have to see something that convinces me that that curse is still not there. So. You know, I would love for the Bills to win, absolutely. But
you know, it's funny. I was talking about it. I said, "You're in a whole new world now." I said, "You for years you've been tailgating, and this, now you have expectations,
and it
becomes harder." And then, God forbid, you win the Super Bowl. Those are going to be the most nerve wracking 2 weeks of your life before that game comes on. But in the end, it's all worth it. But yeah, I like them going too. But yeah. To be Brady. Brady's not going to lose until he decides to lose, I think, with that defense.
I think that the Packers are built to be that team that can take down the Bucks, and they almost did it last year. All you had to do was run it in, Rush. Run it in. Here's Terzio's stat. Bills are 0-4 in Super Bowl. That changes this year. We're making history this year. And
you got Matt Stafford versus Josh Allen this year.
Oh, isn't that you never thought you never thought that you'd ever see Staff? First of all, Stafford's never got, you know, the 1 year that he had a good defense, they went 11-5, and that was it. Every other year that he's been on that Detroit team has just been just a disaster.
Yeah, but he's out of Detroit.
He's got weapons. I really think that's going to be that. Mm-hmm. That might be the biggest trade of the offseason, if my prediction holds true.
It's a good move.
Raul says 13-10 Giants in an ugly game against the Broncos. He says, great job on the show tonight, guys. Keep up the good work. We appreciate that, Raul. Let's have a good show this season. I went different and off the board. I went, no, you went you went exactly with Timmy. You went Bills and Bucks, and you went with the Bucks winning the Super Bowl. So you went right with Timmy. You see, he watches so many of the shows that you're on that he's all synced up with you, Tim.
That's it. My number one fan right there.
Creepy.
Terzio, I'm not going to say that on air.
Wrong show.
All right. So that'll do it. You know, we went a little long this time because we had a lot to get through. But as we get into next week, we'll get through. You know, we'll recap the game. I hope it's just different. I hope it just feels different this year.
Relax,
Timmy,
it's the
right?
First game.
I can't relax. Do you just tell a New York sports fan to relax?
I say it all the time. No one ever listens.
We keep saying we don't want it to be the same, but God forbid it is the same. I'm just going to scream. When you hit live, I'm just going to scream, Groundhog Day! That's it.
That's what it's been. All right, Timmy, any closing remarks for everybody out there?
No, be patient, guys. Listen, offensive line's a patchwork job. It's a puzzle piece. It's going to be a puzzle piece for the whole year. Please don't just start screaming that Daniel Jones this, Daniel Jones. If it's his fault, it's fine.
Yeah.
If it's not his fault, don't be an idiot. Don't be one of these idiot fans, because I can't stand idiot fans. They drive me crazy. I said I love the secondary. I hope we get some pass rush this year. I hope Saquon's knee holds up, his leg holds up. If they do, maybe 9-10 wins is not out of the realm, especially in our division. So go blue.
Go big blue. Rodriguez, any closing remarks here?
If Mr. Barkley is healthy and ready to go, we can definitely win 10. He's the biggest factor. He's the biggest X factor we have there. If they treat him right and he gets some touches and he's able to do his thing, we can win 10. So you guys are making me want to be negative. I'm trying real hard.
No.
Same thing over and over again. Oh, my God. Okay, I think we can win. Let's go Giants.
This year we break the trend.
This year we break it. We get Joe Judge.
This year our defensive line will suck.
Oh, no.
Timmy.
Hey, they have been sucking. Look, O-line, pass rush. We've been talking about that for 3 years now. O-line, pass rush. O-line, pass rush. But this year we got the secondary to protect that defensive line. So
what about that picture that I sent you guys with Strahan and the other two the linebacker and the other defensive end? What were they?
I forgot
their names. Justin Tuck and Tuck. And what was the
Jesse Armstead.
Yeah, re-sign those guys. They still look big enough to play.
I used to have an Armstead jersey. I don't know. Where could that even be? That's gone.
He went to the Redskins after he left the Giants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Douchebag.
All right. So that'll do it for us this week. Look, let's get into game one and just turn things around. Just get us over 500 for the first time in I don't know how long. First time. And just like what Rodriguez said, Saquon's got legs like this, tree trunks. But you can't lean so heavily on him. And that's where you can get all that stuff to going on in the backfield. You get Tony in motion. Even, put another wide receiver in.
He's the superstar. Every team has a superstar. He's our superstar, okay? Danny Dimes is nothing right now. He's the superstar. So if he does his job, we win.
That's a Terzio wants to propose a bet to you, Timmy. If the Yankees win the World Series, he'll shave his head.
Have you heard me talk any shit about the Yankees? I have said nothing.
Tim, when you get big time like this crew is, people do this.
Second of all, I don't give a shit about my beard. I'll shave it off.
Yeah, he will.
I'll put lines through it right now. It don't mean nothing to me. You got to go with a better bet than that. This is a Giant show. This is a football season. It's opening night. I got the TV on. I'm ready to
football.
Go. The Yankees don't matter tonight, so it's all about football tonight.
Yeah, let's go Bucks. I'm going to say that because we want the Cowboys to. But no matter what I do, you know, it's the do as I say, not as I do. Chill out. Don't get too upset. I'm going to scream at the TV on Sunday no matter what. Doesn't matter. But We appreciate you guys watching. Stay safe out there. Do your thing. Make sure you're safe, your family's safe, your friends are safe. And then on Sunday, get in front of that TV, get the chicken wings, get the barbecue going, do what you got to do, and enjoy that greatness that my wife hates. Football season. She's great with baseball season. She'll watch basketball, but football, no. Get out. All right. You guys, I appreciate you guys for joining us. Hopefully we're back to full force next week with Keith as we celebrate victory number one next week. Until then, we keep you posted in the Facebook group, the We Stomp You Out group there on all the goings on. Look to Friday for the practice to see who practiced and who didn't. Evan Engram, get in there, do some limited stuff, do something, man. But until then, we will bid you adieu and peace out, everybody.